You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the time of year when days have very little meaning, dates have very little meaning. I actually didn't remember today was a Saturday. Even though I woke up, I didn't remember. I knew that we had to come to work, but I'm like, it doesn't feel like a Saturday.
No, it's holiday season.
Exactly. That's what I mean. The dates have very little meaning until you get, obviously, to, let's just call it the couple of very solid ones, the 24th, 25th, 31st. Even then, as an adult, sometimes you're like, what day is it?
Yeah.
Welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Another week of happenings for the Boston Bruins. 1-2 this past week. Some good, some okay, and there's a little bit of not so good. Now, some teaching moments, perhaps. Saw the best player in the world show why he is the best player in the world on Thursday night at TD Garden. And we'll get you set for tonight's game, as the Boston Bruins have a busy 4 days before their holiday break. A game tonight against Vancouver, tomorrow night at home against Ottawa, and then Tuesday night at home against the Montreal Canadiens before the league shuts down for 3 full days. Everything goes quiet the 24th through 26th and then resumes full throttle the 27th. You know, everybody, Razor, wants talk about probably that last game, if only because they saw Connor McDavid at his full potential.
Oh, man.
And it's, you know, you laugh because you're like, well, what the hell are you supposed to do? And as a former player and as a former goaltender, we talked about this a little bit, more than a little, on the podcast on Thursday night. What the heck are you supposed to do? Because it's to the point at this time of his career, even the last couple of years, where really it's a mind game thing with him, isn't it? Because when he decides go time, baby, you're done.
Yeah, you just hope. You're really containing and hoping that he decides to sleep. He didn't have as good of a pregame nap as usual, because if and when he turns it on and when he decides to take it to another level, he's unstoppable. He's just so much better than everybody else. And Nate McKinnon's close. So when the two of those guys, but beyond that, it's a different pace that he plays at, and no one has ever played the game the way he has. So it's so difficult. And we saw that last breakaway goal, you know, you could see it developing 8 seconds, yeah. And no one could do anything about it. And he's gone. And then, you know, he just beats Swayman back to the post.
And as a hockey fan, you're seeing that develop, or at least you see him go on the breakaway. Maybe you don't see it develop like you do, I do, et cetera. But you see him go on the breakaway, and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And as a Bruins fan, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, and you can be both, right? And because that's exactly how I felt watching it from the booth. I'm like, he's gone. And then I'm like, go. Meaning, like, I was torn almost in that millisecond of wanting to see the most powerful skater, arguably, not the prettiest skater. I still say that's Bobby Orr. I'm telling you, you know, yeah, and that's complete bias. But you know what? I don't really know if it is, Razor. I mean, just the how fluid and gorgeous his stride was. Connor McDavid is a jet engine on a locomotive train. He's not Nate McKinnon that's going to kind of bowl you over. And Nate McKinnon's more of a bull, yeah. I think. McKinnon yeah. or McDavid is more of these, as I said on the show the other night, these high-powered jet engines that just – you get into one of those planes, the PJ, and you're going to take off, and you're just like, I'm already in the air.
Yeah,
that's McDavid. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and it's great that he put a show on for everybody that bought a ticket to see him the other night. Not so great for the Bruins because they played a decent game. They were right in it, and at the end of the day, 97 was the difference.
Yeah, well, and the special teams, and yeah. he's a big part of the yeah. special teams. 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, if you want to join us on this, what we think is a Saturday, we know it is, yeah. but it doesn't feel
well, wait till tomorrow's game, Sunday night game at the Garden, that's really going to throw everybody out of sorts all week. Yeah,
yeah, back-to-back, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Every team this year, though, has at least one back-to-back home games this year because of the compressed, condensed schedule. It's crazy, though. We have one of these that felt like every couple of years.
Yes.
Here in Boston. We're not because we're an East Coast team, we don't have that normally. You know, you're always going somewhere. Not this weekend. But if you want to join in, that's the number. I want to get to a couple of things. One thing that Marco Sturm said about that type of game. I want to get to this remaining homestand. And the importance of it before the break, just given where some other teams in the Eastern Conference are right now. I want to get more into also Jeremy Swayman and some of his numbers on this. I don't expect him to play tonight. Would you agree about that? I would expect Korpisalo tonight and then Sway tomorrow.
Especially with the divisional game tomorrow.
Exactly.
I would go that way as well.
That's my expectations. Morning skate. By the way, folks, if you're thinking of going to morning skate at Warrior, don't. It's not at Warrior today. It's at TD Garden, so not open to the public. And I want to touch on just a few other things perhaps going on around the league. But let's give you the week that was for the Bruins. Again, I told you it was 1-2, a loss to Minnesota. This is the last time that Razor and I sat down and talked with you here on Saturday Morning Brew. They lost to Minnie 6-2 the game after or the day after that Minnesota traded for Quinn Hughes, and he comes in and gives him a gigantic shot of adrenaline, and he was good. Brock Faber was good. Jared Spurgeon was good. They were all very good. Bruins not so good in that one. They weren't actually, you know what? They were fine. They were actually pretty good in the first period. That was about it. Then they come home after that trip, and they have that dreaded first game back, but yet they beat Utah. All right, they beat Utah 4-1. Then they lose to the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 the other night at TD Garden. The power play 2-for-9 in those three games. Penalty kill gave up 4, partner. 7-for-11. As I mentioned, the next three games are at home. 4 games in a row against Canadian teams. Coincidence, yeah. I think. Good for us to hear Todd Angeli sing right. Extra. Probably the best part about that. And then 5 on the road. So let's just talk about the importance of these three games. Because while every game is important, and I know you can't get up for every game this night. All right, besides wanting to go into break on a good mark, you're finding yourself riding the elevator of highly in the playoffs one day, right? Number 2 in the division, to being on the precipice of being out. And while it's crazy that we're thinking about playoffs early on, given the fact that a couple of other teams, in particular Florida, has found their game, and these are what we would all call very winnable games coming up. Not easy, very winnable. The importance of these three games at home, where you've played pretty darn well all season, I think it magnified just a bit.
Yeah, of course. You want to go into the break on a high note. And to your point of winnable games, you've got Vancouver who played last night, so you're not getting Thatcher Demko. You get Vancouver at home, you want to win that game. They've been playing well since the trade, but you, on paper, you should and need to win this game. Then you play two divisional games that are four-point matchups. The Ottawa Senators, who've won a couple in a row, but they're behind you in the standings. So you get them on a Sunday, both teams playing back-to-back there, and they have to travel for that one. And then you get Montreal, and Montreal is Montreal. It's right. December 23rd. That's a massive game as well. So it's a cool stretch. It's a fun stretch, but it's one where, you know, 5 points is a minimum. It feels like you wanna pull out of.
So are these too many games in a row at home, partner? This time of year, I mean, I know they've earned it. They had their. It was only a 4-game road trip, but you know. They spent a lot of time on the road. You and I have talked in the past a lot about it's almost easier to be on the road this time of year, almost, given all the hoopla. But they'd been on the road a bit. I mean, I love these home games, and I think this is where I think you absolutely embrace these. You have the families. You have everybody come to it. It's family fest time, but you got to take advantage of it, and this is where you got to put aside any distractions. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think it's easier, a little easier before Christmas, and then they're gone afterwards. So they're well aware of the fact that they're going to be gone for 10 days after Christmas, after the break, the holiday break. So I don't think there's too many in a row right now, just because of the way the season's been. I think this is a good time to not have to get on a plane and a bus to be in a hotel room.
It's nice. It's nice.
It takes a lot of stress off of you.
It does. It does. The phone calls home aren't necessary, right, in that. One trend that I haven't liked at all lately, giving up the first goal. 5 of the last 6.
Yeah.
Too many times. And you say, well, they've won a few of those games. What's the big deal? Anybody, any sport. But in particular, you know, hockey, where you talk about momentum swings, you're talking about that, you know, sometimes one goal can be so precious in a game that sometimes doesn't see more than 3 or 4 goals scored in it. It's going to just catch up to them. It has to. It's one of those things where it feels good when you come back, but how many times can you go to that comeback well? And it's not that I don't think that they're out there sleepwalking, but it's, you know, the other night, again, they it was a very chess match type game, okay? The Utah game, not a chess match. It wasn't crazy wide open, but they still give up that first goal. That game, to me, first game back, maybe that had something to do with it. But to my opinion, Razor, it's happening too much. Do you agree or not agree?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, and I think these next 3 games, especially at home, you can't do it at home. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're on the road, you kind of expect it sometimes that the home team should have the advantage early in games. And that's the case in the Garden. I mean, it has been synonymous with this team to have a great home record, but also to put your foot on teams' necks early in the Garden and get the crowd going, get the energy up in the building early on. So the fact that they haven't done it, especially in the last 2 home games here on this homestand, tells me and tells you that they need to change that narrative big time over these next 3 games. You have, again, Vancouver tonight playing last night. Typically, that back-to-back team has a little bit more jump early on, so Bruins really have to get that first one tonight. You can make Vancouver go away pretty quickly in tonight's game.
Yeah, Vancouver is feeling it, though, in the sense of I think they have that, you know, hey – you know what I mean after that, when you make a big trade like that, they were left for dead.
Yep.
Because meanwhile, they brought in 3 players, all first-round picks, that became regulars in their lineup immediately. And I think that they have that, hey, you know what I mean. I'm trying to keep it clear. Like, hey, back off. We're not dead.
Well,
right?
that and the relief of having that over with. That was hanging over the whole organization. When's Quinn Hughes getting traded? Where is he going? Is he going to Detroit? Did he ask for a trade? All of that stuff was hanging over everybody. And when you lose that, I think it was a massive relief. And like you said, they added 3 NHLers to their lineup.
Yeah, and so Zeev Bouyam, who's Quinn Hughes light, mm-hmm. He's taken over their first power play, first-round pick 2 years ago, Minnesota. Marco Rossi, 5 years ago, first-round pick. Now, I think he's a number two center in the NHL. He's there, and they have another kid, Liam Ogren, who, a first-round pick, kind of more of a power forward, who hasn't really blossomed yet, but they're going to give him every opportunity. So those three players go right into the Vancouver lineup. And again, they're good in the sense of they've only given up two goals in the three games since that trade was made. I believe they've outscored their opponent 9-2, if I could find my notes somewhere about that. And it's a big difference. It is 9-2, and their power play has gone 3-for-9. Their penalty kill 10-for-10. So be ready for them. You make a good point. No Thatcher Demko, played at Boston College. Thankfully healthy. Mm-hmm. Thankfully healthy right now. He played last night. We expect to see Kevin Lankinen as a starting goaltender. Good backup goaltender, though. So we'll have to see. But the game tonight, 7 o'clock at TD Garden. Pre-game at 6. It's still a garden party. You're ringside tonight, right?
I am ringside, yes.
All right, excellent. We got Razor actually ringside. Then we got Barry in the booth with me and looking forward to, obviously, Sophia. So 6 pre on Nesson, 7 o'clock game. Bruins in Vancouver. But we got a lot more show to get to. I want to talk about, Razor, what's going on with the PK? The numbers lately haven't been pretty. A little bit down there. Talk about Jeremy Swayman, as I said, tomorrow. I want to dive into the numbers and get your opinion on a little bit of that. 617-779-7937. We'll take some calls when we come back. But for now, it's time to go to our guy, David Azar. He's going to tell you what's trending now.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back into the studio here on a very, very nice Saturday morning. Perfect time, therefore, for Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We're going to be here next week, too, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both in town. So week after that, we might not. We'll have to wait and see. We'll figure something out. 617-779-7937. Because of the bump in and it reminding me that Apex Entertainment is wonderfully part of this show. Let's do the Apex Most Entertaining Moment of the Week. Unlike last week, where we got it in under the wire because said host screwed up and forgot. I have a tendency to forget. Apex Entertainment, 100,000 square feet of pure fun. Go visit them up in Marlboro. And they have gift card ideas up there, too. Go check it out. You got a most entertaining moment of this past week? I do. Let's see if we're on the same page.
Yeah, well, I went back to the Utah. I mean, the reality is you could probably give it to McDavid.
And that wouldn't be unfair.
Yeah, we probably could give it to McDavid in that breakaway. We already talked about that, though. So we'll go to the Utah game where the Feliz Navidad played over top
fantastic
of the fighting scrimmage scruffle over at the bench late in the Utah game. So I'll go that for the holiday apex moment of the...
It was the in-arena person's arguably player of the season so far, of the season. Yeah. If you didn't catch it, folks, and thankfully it actually, we talked about it right away on the post-game show. We loved it. And if you haven't caught it, it's all over social media. But there was a kerfuffle at the end, and I don't even remember all the players involved, but it wasn't like a Donnybrook, but it was just a good kind of end of the game. Let's get frustrations out. And immediately, as they were going, Feliz Navidad not only came on the sound system, but it came on blaring. Like everybody in the world could hear it,
yeah.
And it was spectacular timing. So great stuff from the DJ who had the finger on the trigger right there. It was awesome. I'll also give it to Michael Acemont for his goal.
Yeah.
That was good too. But I couldn't agree with you more. I love the Feliz Navidad and the fight. All right, again, 617-779-7937. Let's take one call right now and we'll welcome in Maria from Watertown.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to wish you and your family and everyone at WEEI a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season, and thank you all for all the work you do, the content, the entertainment, and for always being so kind and gracious to take my calls. Razor, I do have a question for you.
You ready,
what
Razor?
What is your... Ready?
Ready.
Easy question, I hope. Because you're good at all of these things, is your preference to be at ice level, in the booth, or host of the Emmy Award-winning Unobstructed Views?
Well, they're very... it is a good question. It's a tough question. And they're all very different. All have their positives. All have their challenges, I suppose. I would probably take sitting on the couch, not putting a suit on, and watching hockey with two Hall of Fame type hockey players. That would be my first choice, I would guess, Maria. And then being at the Garden. When I'm downstairs, I get to see lots of people. When I'm on the glass, and then up in the booth is pretty cool as well. So all pretty good gigs for me. I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Well, that's a wonderful down the middle answer if there
Thank
ever
you.
Was
yes,
one.
Right on the fence.
Yes, right on the
fence. That's what I do.
But the beauty is, and all kidding aside, you have really morphed into, and this is a huge belief of mine, you got to be able to do it all. The next thing is, and this is what you're doing, hosting. That's the thing. That, like, when I finally got into opportunities to host different things, I was scared the crap out of me at first.
It's not
all right.
Good.
I'm going back though 30 years. I can't, nah, 28 years. I can't believe I've been in the business that long.
Yes.
But I remember, you know, it was a whole different vibe, a whole different reality. And, you know, but it's really awesome to see what you've done in the last couple of years, bud. And I say that, and you know, it's really heartfelt because you've too many former players don't take it seriously enough when they go into the business. And they just rely on, well, I played. They don't maybe say it externally or overtly, but it's internal.
Yeah.
And they can get by for a couple of years, like no big deal. But then all of a sudden, there's an exposure factor. So good on you for not and for really taking it to heart and for sitting on the fence with the answer, too. No, I know that it's true because they're all fun.
Yeah.
They're all fun. To me, there's nothing like in the booth. Right.
Yeah, you feel more in the game, I guess.
Yeah, it's as close as you're going to get.
Yeah.
To being, I mean, love, you know, where I'm at and what we do. But, you know, like when I do college or like national radio games or stuff, it's a whole different it, – you're, it's the closest you can be to being in the game, and that's not even that close.
Yeah, it's really far away.
It's really far away. Let's take another one. We got another question. Kevin, in a truck, welcome in. Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Hey, Jaffe, Razor, awesome show. I love it. I'm a late riser to hockey. I only started watching in my mid-30s when my kids started skating.
There you go.
But we've latched onto the Bruins, and my daughter and I watch it all the time. And, you know, we're used to the Bergeron and the Chara and all the same names. And I guess my question to you guys is, like, all these new names, Arvidsson, you know, Geeky, Janot, Mittelstadt, like, who's going to hang on for a, you know, 5-8-year run for the Bruins that we should get jerseys for? Like, who's going to be around for a long time?
That's a lot of pressure, Kevin.
It is. It is a good question, though.
There's a ton of them, right? And it seems like every week there's somebody, you know, well, there's Minton or Mittelstadt or somebody new pops up every week.
Let's look at Runway. Let's look at who's got, and Runway means age and contract. Thanks, Kevin, for the call. And thanks. Great having you along with us. He brings up Fraser Minton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a player that you help build your team with.
Yes.
And does he have the potential to be a 2C? We'll see. I'm not worried about that right now. You know why? Because he's already a legit 3 center.
Yes, that's right.
So I'm happy with that, and I'm happy with him to keep running with that for a few years. And then if there's that elevation at, let's say, 26 years old, right, when you see players blossom again, right, because they've physically and mentally matured, he could. But I see a long runway there. I hate to be negative. He's also probably somebody that will attract trade value from other teams, but that's life in pro sports. Bring up Tanner Janot. He's got a 5-year deal, so that seems to be pretty logical.
Yep. No, and then the other new one, the real new one of that group is Morgan Geeky.
Yep.
With his 5-year deal and the way he scores goals, he's not going anywhere. So you could buy a 39 jersey and feel pretty solid in that investment. But that's that, and I think that it just goes to like how hard it is to keep those guys and to find guys like Bergeron, Krejci, Chara, who are here for 12, 15 years, because the league just flips over so much and so often nowadays. You just don't really see it that much.
We saw two trades, one trade last night, and I believe one was either very late last night or early this morning made. Remember, the trade freeze is today.
I think it was last night. Yeah, so like midnight. So these deals must have went down at 11:30 last night.
Right. So
I was long asleep.
Absolutely. You and Barry.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the afternoon now. but you can't get traded now as an NHL player or moved for that matter between tonight or today. And I believe it's the 27th. So after we come back and there's a game, I think that night after those games is when it opens up again. So we had Philip Deneau, who plays for the Los Angeles Kings, get traded back to his original team, the Montreal Canadiens, for a second-round pick. He had a year or two left on a contract. He wasn't playing great this year. Pretty good two-way center, though. Pretty good. Yeah, well, it should help Montreal in that regard, Razor.
He's something Montreal doesn't have. It seems like an obvious deal, and Deneau doesn't have a goal this year.
No.
In 35 games, which is... You know, that's,
but
that's
scoring
scary.
For Montreal is the issue.
Yeah, Montreal doesn't need that. That's LA does, Montreal doesn't. So seems like a good play, again, as usual, by the Canadiens.
And then you said Mason Marchment, that trade just came in. He went from Seattle.
Correct, Seattle to Columbus. So two Eastern Conference teams bolstering their lineup. Columbus is .500 at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So they want to add a player who scored 20 goals the last couple of seasons.
All right, well, this is a perfect time to bring in another call because I see there's a question about trades. Tom, we had Kevin in a truck. We've gone from a truck to a car. Tom in a car.
Hey, Billy, Razor, how are you guys doing this morning?
Unbelievable. How are you?
Amazing. I'm good, thanks. I'm good. So as a complete novice, I really don't have like a whole lot of names or ideas or anything like that, but I'm trying to get a sense of what you guys think Don Sweeney is going to be doing. Is he going to be adding a player with all of these future draft picks that we have now? Is he going to be trading players at the deadline? Like, I'm just trying to get a sense of where you think this team is heading.
Thanks, Tom. It's a valid question, and an almost impossible answer given the condensed schedule and how quickly things can change, not just for the Bruins, but for anybody. There's very few teams outside of maybe five, you know, starting with Colorado, Dallas, maybe Minnesota, maybe Carolina. Who am I forgetting as well? Not even, I don't even know in the East if anybody's like lock outside of Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. With that said, Tom and Razor, a whole bunch of crap can change in that time. Bruins go on a run. Are they going to look to add? Don will always look to add.
Yep.
Especially if it's, we have a feeling of, all right, this is legit run. But I also think, we know that this year, the plan was and is to build much more for the near future than just this one season. I don't see could I see them giving up a first-round pick and playing that, you know, who knows what the heck can happen? Yeah, but it's not for a guy they're going to lose in 3 months.
No.
I don't see that. Could I see them doing a thing for somebody that at least has another year on the contract? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way I see it, exactly. They're not in the rental business in any way whatsoever. But if they can find if someone drops on the market that scores goals on the right wing or the left wing in the top six and you have to give up a first-round pick for that, they're going to jump all over that with term. I think that's the easiest way to think about it. I think there's a lot of teams that want to do that as well, though. So whether you find a dance partner or not is a whole nother ball of wax. But the Bruins are always looking to get better. We've seen that through Don and Cam and how they do business. And the good news is they have assets to be able to make those plays. And they probably, at the end of the day, they have too many prospects and too many draft picks now. They all can't play, and that's where you move guys around.
I would say not yet. I'd say they're getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
The best news for their prospects that they have is that many of them are having big years.
Yes.
And so in the eyes, forget about us and our folks that listen and want the Bruins to win, in the eyes of others, they're more valuable than they've ever been, and mm-hmm. I don't think they've oversaturated the prospect market, but Razor, with one more good draft, and yes, I mean, whether it's a Will Zellers Cooper Simpson, I think is his name. These kids, we haven't seen. Yeah. We know what we hear, but we can't give you real hard analysis. But in the eyes of scouts and the eyes of others, they're exceeding at high levels. They're getting invites to Team USA national camps. They're playing to the point where they are valuable, but I don't think they're oversaturated. But I think one more good year of adding, let's say, three more players, then you got the issue. I mean, to me, the biggest, literally and figuratively, is that Dean Letourneau, you got he and Hagans, but especially Letourneau. Hagans, I think we knew already, high-level skill, good motor, good energy, but, you know, a guy that really wants the puck on his stick. We had no idea if Letourneau was even going to pan out as a potential prospect
mm-hmm.
because of his young age going to college in the first place and not being ready for it. He's kicked ass this year. He's done great. He's one of the top goal scorers in the NCAA.
No, it's massive for them and for Dean. And it just, to your point, now they have hit on their first round picks in the eyes of the league and the eyes of the
exactly.
National Hockey League in the last two seasons.
That's
perception's reality when it comes to prospects, because most of them don't make it anyways.
Right. All right, let's talk about a guy who has made it and a guy who struggled last year for many reasons. We talked about regularly on Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. With a new contract, new position in the sense of responsibility, but this year has bounced back. I just want to dive into the goalie save percentage numbers with you, my dear friend, but former NHL goalie, that may have an opinion on this matter. All right, I was looking at some things. So Jeremy Swayman this year is 14-9-0, tied for second in the NHL with about four others or three others, Razor, for 14 with wins. There's a couple. I believe it's three goalies with 15 wins. All right. And his save percentage is .908. Last year was at .892, which we agree anything below 90 is not where you want to be. Okay. However, his previous three seasons, .916 save percentage, .920, and .914, those are what I would call full seasons because he had you know, the 40 something plus games. We had Linus here, but it was different. Not everyone with Linus, but I think the previous two. What I'm getting at is this. He's number 19 in the NHL of all goalies to play at least 10 games. That's mm-hmm. where he's at with yep. a .908 save percentage. However, guys above him, three guys above him, Vemelka, who we didn't see, plays for Utah, Jake Ottinger for Dallas, we haven't seen yet, and Bobrovsky, all have save percentages between .896 and .907. But yet there's a bevy of guys that are above it. So where are you at with save percentage now? Where, like, because you say .908, not bad, but now we're near as good, Razor, as his previous. And this is not criticism. This is discussion of where are we at now that we have a good read of amount of games that he's played.
So we'll talk about the save percentage stat and kind of how it used to be the end all be all, right? Before the full on analytics and before we really had the deep dive, and that it's kind of lost its luster just a little bit on what a guy like goalie Bob, you know, he's got his own basically goal saved above expected product that gives a value to each shot, and they spits out how many goals a goalie should give up every game and not give up, etc. And they look at that. They really don't have any interest in the save percentage number. And the other thing that's happened with save percentage has gone way down. The average last season, I believe, was under .900 for the first time in a really long time, maybe an .899. I think this year it's even a little bit lower. .897 is the average. So the save percentage number itself is just is inherently going down.
We must be seeing fewer shots in general
correct.
In the NHL.
Yeah. There's two things. Yeah. Everyone can shoot, right? Everyone can shoot now. Yeah. No, there's no easy shot in the NHL, but the other thing is everyone's trying to go over the midline before they score,
east
before
west,
they
yeah.
shoot, east-west. So there's less shots, more goals.
And more block shots than ever.
Yeah, that's right, which is bringing save percentages down. You're just not getting as many on net. Where Jeremy Swayman... So, and then you look at goals saved above expected. I use Money Puck. They're all a little bit different, but it's the easiest website for me. He's third in the league in goals saved above expected behind Thompson, Sorokin, Swayman, Spencer Knight, and Connor Hellebuck are the top five. So he's had a really solid season is the long-winded answer. What he's done this week, he gives up six in Minnesota, but that was on the back end. Those games are going to happen
third period
as a starter.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought he was good against Edmonton. Again, Connor McDavid gets everybody. But what he's done is really solidified over the last six, 7 weeks of being the starter. And Marco Sturm's kind of said as much, where he's said that this guy's been better and I have to play this guy. We saw it again this week with three games in a row here. And he's just got himself back in the upper echelon. He's got himself what I think he's a lock for the Olympics.
I think so too.
From all accounts there too. So pretty heady stuff and a good job by Jeremy to bounce back in the first 30 games after last season.
I've liked this game. By the way, number one save percentage in the NHL is Wallstedt, the kid on mini. He's got a 10-1 record, .936. He's had a spectacular season there. But I'm glad we got to that because I was just looking at all those numbers and I'm with you. I'm learning about the goal saves about expecting. My only question on that, you don't need to answer it, is who the hell's marking all those saves and who's giving them a value?
That's well, there's sometimes the values
that's
I have
the question.
A question with.
Yeah.
If it's me on a breakaway or Connor McDavid on a breakaway, there's two different values there.
But I value you on a breakaway because
that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back after the break. We'll have another call or two to take and we'll wrap this show up. Great Saturday morning, Brew, hanging out here. And coming up after the break, I want to talk about the Vancouver game and get you set for the week ahead. All right, listen to Saturday Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't like tread lightly on this because I don't want to take a shot at last year or anything, because there's a lot of guys that aren't here anymore that I love deeply. But I think the chemistry of this year, you know, it feels a little different. We were able to sort of, you know, water that seed a little more. You know, I know last year we were right on the road. You know, we didn't get to do some of the bonding stuff to get to know each other. You know, and then before we know it, you know, Monty was fired. So, I mean, it was whatever. But this year has just been a little bit different. We were able to kind of learn from the mistakes maybe of last year and find a way to, you know, to get this team as cohesive, as close as we can. And I think that it's helped us in this first half year a lot.
All right. Thank you, voiceover man. We don't have a lot of time here in this segment, but we agree. It is a different vibe, a different energy. Mm-hmm. Charlie could be talking about a plethora of different things, but when all said and done, the importance of team is what I take out of that. The importance of being able to be in it for each other. It sounds easy. It sounds like it should be obvious, but Razor, you can speak to it better than me. It isn't always the case at the pro sport level. You got 23 independent contractors. You just do, mm-hmm. and you got to bring them all together. So this year they've been all for one, one for all so far.
Yeah, it's different, and I think you heard Monty. That starts there with the coaching and having that secured. I think last season it was odd. They talked about training camp being off. Mm-hmm. Monty didn't have his deal, and he wasn't going to sign. And then it happens fast when you don't come together and you have new players that aren't, you know, completely comfortable in their new environments and all of these things come together. And to your point, the 23 independent contractors, if it takes 6 weeks to get together, that's too long and right. It's too late and the season's
especially
over before you know it.
Yeah.
And especially this year. So the fact that they were aware of that, I think the organization was aware of that they needed to get on the same page before training camp started and not use training camp to try and get together. They've done that and it is, you know, for us being far from knowing what's going on in the room, but just being around it, it is a much different vibe, much more positive.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very succinct way to put it. And we, listen, there's also a lot of players that have something to be playing for too on this team, and that makes
correct.
A huge difference. Really quick, we'll take one more call. Caden, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good. I just wanted to take a minute to appreciate you guys talking about goaltending. I think that everything's at an elite level right now in terms of some of the younger guys coming up. I mean, we're seeing Spencer Knight in Chicago. I'm glad Brandon Bussey's getting some reps as well. But overall, I'm just super excited for the future of a goaltending.
Thanks, buddy. I'm sure Razor is too. Probably with Mason Raycroft. I'm excited to see Mason Raycroft make it.
Well,
he's in the early part of his
a long way to go. let's get through the
the holiday
high
break
school season. Yeah, exactly.
Let's quickly talk about tonight again. 7 o'clock game, 6 pregame, everything on Nesson. Boston, Vancouver. Great history between these two teams because of the Stanley Cup, even though that's forever ago now, but there still is a little energy there. New York teams got swept by the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks went 3-0 in their last three going through New York. Now they come after a back-to-back. They beat the Islanders last night. Now they're here. Zeev Bouyam has had a couple of points again. He was a focal point, the focal point of the trade for Quinn Hughes. Goal and assist in his first game. He's been quiet since then points-wise, but he's playing a ton. Kiefer Sherwood had a hat trick last night. Old friend Jake DeBrusk, 9 goals, 7 assists. Vancouver comes to town. They're coming to town with purpose. This is their pre. We saw it last year from the Bruins, didn't we? Remember, we felt like, okay, they're going to be all right. And then, whoa. And I think Van's in a similar situation, but they are not going to take the foot off the gas right now. They're feeling it, Razor, and they're saying, hey, screw you guys. What about us? Don't throw us to the bottom of the league just yet.
No, they're 3 games under .500, and I'm sure that they have that circled to get to .500 here before New Year's Eve, which is when the Bruins play Vancouver again. So you get them twice in the next 10 days. And no, it's going to be anything because of that trade. You have three new guys. You talk about Charlie McAvoy. We just talked about chemistry and coming together. These guys are coming together on the road as a new team, a team that they know are together. Quinn Hughes didn't know if he was going to be here the next day or the next day, and neither did his teammates. These guys all know they're there and they're together, and they've made the most of it. And again, the best positive news again for the Bruins is that Demko played last night. You don't have to see him because he's come back healthy and re-energized as well.
We expect to see Kevin Lankinen in start for the Vancouver Canucks. We won't know until 5 o'clock, though, or so when we get to the arena. They won't have a morning skate. The Bruins will have a morning skate. Brazier and I expect Jonas Korpisalo to play. That's just us guesstimating right here, waiting to see what the Bruins end up doing with. The caller mentioned the name Brandon Bussey. I want to hit two or three things quickly. 11-1-1 on the season.
Yeah.
He did not play anywhere near this well. But he was also not behind this good of a team, too. He's with the Carolina Hurricanes right now. Is this for real or is this for fun right now? And I don't mean to put – I'm thrilled for the kid.
Yeah.
Fantastic kid.
He's awesome, and I've known him a long time. He's got a long way to go still, but he's legitimized himself as an NHL goaltender, if nothing else. Whether he starts game one in the playoffs. He's 27.
Yeah.
27-year-old. He's hung in there and got his chance, and like you just said, making the most of it in Carolina.
Boy, is he ever. But they're playing three goalies, and I just don't know how long it's going to last. And
that's
that would change things, too.
Yep.
Florida Panthers are on the prowl. Florida Panthers are now number two in the Atlantic Division. Brad Marchand has had a ton to do with it. Sam Bennett has woke up from his slumber because it was a major – it was actually a hibernation. I think that new contract and the partying after another Stanley Cup did him in for a bit, but he's awake right now. They're doing it without Matt Tkachuk. They're doing it without Sasha Barkov. They're doing it without great goaltending either from Bobrovsky. He's just been okay, but they're right up there. Do you believe that it's for real with them?
How can you not?
Exactly.
How can you not? Yeah, Reinhardt's got 18. Marshy's got 40 points. It's Sam Bennett, like you said, catching on. He's up to 24 points. So they, they're until they're dead, they're not.
Marchand has probably played himself onto that Team Canada
100%
roster and in some role, but you know, I think they realize that they need it.
Yep.
After what they saw him do at Four Nations, where he really had the respect of everybody there. The other note from around the league, we mentioned the two trades that happened. Late last night, again, it's a trade freeze right now. Phil Deneau, a two-way forward, more of a defensive center, goes back to Montreal where he originally came from, and Mason Marchment is in Columbus. But also the Pittsburgh Penguins under agreement to be sold. Fenway Sports Group selling them for the low, low price of 1.7, or the valuation, $1.7 billion.
Yeah, no big deal. Interesting, you know, that was a pretty quick turnaround from Fenway Sports.
But, made some money.
They did make some money, and now Pittsburgh has a new ownership from Chicago, so we'll see how that goes and if Mario gets back in the mix as well.
Be very interesting because he has not been around nearly as much like he normally was. All right, that's going to wrap up this Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We'll be back next Saturday. Everybody, have a wonderful holiday week. A Merry Christmas. Happy and healthy with your families. Enjoy that. Bruins game tonight, Sunday, Tuesday, before the 3-day break. Join us on Nesson for all of it. Have a great day, everybody. Let's go, Bees.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.